live and check out all of our podcasts.
Critics acclaimed it as radio's finest production.
Available wherever and whenever you want.
Getting out of control.
On the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Kutcher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Do you know you have scratchy toilet paper? I have two boobs, not six. I have six butts. I got marbles here. Now I'm fat as a cow.
98.5 The Sports Hub. It is the city council meeting, a place where the disenfranchised go and they can use that time for whatever really they want. It just is the place to go and vent.
One thing we learned yesterday, though, is the toilet paper not great.
No, at City Hall? No, of course not. The woman brought her own toilet paper.
Do you know you have scratchy toilet paper?
Well, that's why she brought a whole thing of Charmin with her. Let's now go to San Francisco. There's a gentleman who is inexplicably wearing a road work vest, although it doesn't really look like with the rest of his outfit that he's doing any work on the road. It's one of those kind of red emergency ones.
Right.
So I think it's just maybe a fashion statement. But needless to say, let's go to the city council meeting in San Francisco.
First of all, starting off, I'm appalled. My name is Ace and I'm on a case. I've been born and raised in the Fillmore, in which we call it the Phil, no more.
All right. Well, this guy came for a poetry slam.
You know what? Somebody said that yesterday. All these people sound like they're doing a poetry slam.
Well, this guy especially.
Well, of course. He's got a little rhymes going now.
He's a little Rudy Ray Moore in.
Mm-hmm.
The issue here that I'm come here to speak on, and I was coming to say, I'm not objective or for it, but we need to know what the hell they doing. Now, it shows some confidence there or shows some cockiness in which me, Ace, on the case, I'm very disappointed. So right now, it's a bad mark, but there's room for improvement. But you make it loud and clear in his ear that Ace is on the case. Now,
are we supposed to just guess what he's talking about?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Once again.
So far, I just know that Ace is on the case.
Yeah. The best thing about all of these is all the city council members and the people who have to take notes are just straight-faced. Like, they've heard a million maniacs.
Can you imagine in San Francisco?
This guy's like a 2 on a scale of 10. Like,
well, we haven't finished yet.
Acid casualties and everything that comes in there.
Everyone's like, yes. Mm-hmm. You have 2 more minutes. Yeah, he's on the case. You have 30 more seconds.
All I know is
Ace on the case.
So far, all I've gathered is first almost minute speaking is that Ace is on the case.
Yes, he is.
The information that I have here, I can't get from your secretary. She said confidential. Block it out. But I'm appalled. Just taking my time coming down here, although I'm down here at City Hall. I call it Silly Hall. But the deal is now.
I was down here already, just hanging out the corner.
I'm just going to say, I slept outside.
I just happened to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I decided to pop in here and tell you. Just a heads up. I'm on the case. Okay?
Got it.
We'll save some time here. Just know Ace is on the case. What is the case of, sir? Herpes.
The issue is, my name is Ace, ooh, and I've been on this case. Some of those people out there didn't want me all in that place. But it's no mystery, just check my history, ooh. I've been working on that case because it got a lot of conspiracy, ooh. Thank you very much.
It's the West Coast Rock and Roll Mike.
Oh, no, I've seen the West Coast Rock and Roll Mike.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, he'll be later on next week.
Okay.
Ace is on the case.
Yes, he is.
Excuse me, if I could sing.
My name is Ace, ooh, and I've been on this case.
Just come on.
If I could have the council's time, I'd like to sing.
My name is Ace, ooh, and I've been on this case.
So he seemed like a fairly jovial gentleman, right?
Yeah.
He seemed like, even though
Ace was on the
complaining
case.
Complaining about something.
Ace is on the case.
Right. He's got no issue with the toilet paper.
No.
Sure. He's only got one butt.
No, he doesn't.
I have 2 boobs, mm-hmm. not 6.
Okay, well, that's good, because unlike that woman, but not everyone is as nice and jovial as Ace on the case. This one comes out of Austin, Texas. Here's a gentleman who is very, very upset about something. Now, on the city council panel is the mayor and a bunch of other people there. So this gentleman is looking directly at the mayor when he's speaking with him, okay? So he walks in, grimace on his face, not feeling it, wants to talk directly to the head of the city. Let's go to Austin, Texas.
At the July 27, 2015 CAP Metro board meeting, Mayor Adler was blocking the room's exit. When I walked straight at him with my gear in tow to leave, Mayor Adler opened the door and stepped aside. However, as I went by, Mayor Adler put his hand on my lower back. An unnecessary, uninvited physical contact against me. Under the guise of help, Mayor Adler's sick, flirtatious touch was actually him trying to possess, control, and exert power over me, like how homosexual males try to psychologically confuse, flip, and control us heterosexual males.
Yeah, I think that he's woken up in some situations where he's been like, foiled again.
The mayor has tried to give me a case of the gays.
No, you know this guy's like, you tricked me into this bathhouse.
How did I get stuck in this wall at this truck stop?
Yeah. you knew when you put it through the hole. What am I supposed to do?
fooled me again. I just love that. He touches the guy in the back as he's walking out the door, and it's like, all right, the man is trying to give me the gays.
No, it's obviously a man who is a gay guy and just hates himself for it. Like, constantly trying to trick you. Like, you've got me again.
Is there someone who can figure this out?
Ace is on the case.
Oh, thank you, Ace. Please, thank you very much. And he's looking right at the mayor, by the way, who he's saying touched him on the small of his back.
The mayor's probably feeling pretty bad.
Keep your hands to yourself, Mayor Adler. If you lay a hand on me again, expect me to consider it assault per Texas Penal Code 22.01A3.
Penal Code.
With the mayor.
How many times has he been tricked into with that?
You got me again!
Per Texas Penal Code 22.01A3, which legally frees and empowers me to use force to defend myself, per Texas Penal Code 9.31, Parts 2 and 3. Mayor Adler, how do you like being attacked? In Jesus' name I pray. God bless Texas and the nation at large.
Well, I don't know how you can recover from that scandal.
How do you like being attacked? In Jesus' name I pray.
That's right.
Yeah.
The trickery of the homosexual.
Sure.
Constantly touching the small of your back.
What do you think, Ace?
My name is Ace. And I've been on this case.
Okay, thank you very much, Ace.
Indeed he has been. You want to do the other one quickly? Or
let's knock it out.
All right, what do we got here?
Let's just go to North Dakota, shall we?
All right.
Let's let this one just on its own.
Okay, I will not stop it.
You can run it in its entirety just straight,
okay,
shall we? Okay?
I will not stop it.
Discussion?
Madam President?
Yes.
I move to add the emergency clause. Second adding the emergency clause.
And discussion? Mayor, would you like to speak your
That's a first.
What was your question? The agreement for architectural daylighting. Can't make this stuff up. This is a revolving loan that comes from community development block grant money. We've been working on this with the state for literally months. It's been passed through the county.
We'll wait. You know, long after we're gone, they're still going to be discussing. We ought to have a recess. Recess.
You have to try to fart that loud.
I know. The second one especially.
The second one, we got some leftovers.
The first one, that's not like just by accident.
That's
a purposeful.
But there's so many old.
Madam President?
Yes.
I move to add the emergency clause.
Second, add the emergency clause.
And discussion? No. Would you like to?
I got to know how big the guy is. I got to know this.
Well, they're showing the woman talk.
Okay.
But you look at the panel, and it's just a bunch of old people who probably don't have the muscles anymore.
Oh,
they're atrophied to keep it in.
No, those are loose old lady ones. That's one with purpose.
You might be right.
No, like the guy who cuts my hair, he goes like... He doesn't even realize it's happening.
It's like a horse neigh.
He doesn't have the strength.
Would you like to?
The guy who cuts my hair is oblivious. He's so old, he's oblivious that he's farting. He's just like...
It's like someone breathing.
They did a South Park on it. Loose old lady farts. Like the guy who cuts my hair. And my son will be dying. It's like he'll be sitting behind me, but you can't laugh. Because the guy has no idea that he's farting.
It's just become white noise.
No, he just doesn't know.
The second one's respectable because you know that at that point, whoever did it was embarrassed and they're trying to hold it in.
Yeah, they're laughing and then it made the second one. Well, you know who did it. I mean, you can't sit there.
It's Ethel.
Would you like to?
go to the end of it. I want to hear the second one.
Would you like to?
The first one. Then. No, maybe the second one.
Would you like this? No, would you?
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You should never argue with a lie. You gotta know by now. You should never argue with a crazy mama. You gotta know. You gotta argue with a crazy mama. You gotta know by now. You should never. Okay, chasing venture paper, like with Twitter again. Sick of arguing with white dudes on the internet. When I'm gassed, I'm on black pass, like how a wig could get. I like to slow it down with a marijuana cigarette, occasionally with powders in it. Yes, talcum fresh, yeah, good hair. You could say I'm Malcolm-esque. Like the dress is flowy and sexy. Spin off, blow up, Joni and Chechny.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and I have a new favorite Boston athlete. For a long time, it's been Patrice Bergeron due to his professionalism, his ability to put his personal stats behind him and focus on what's best for the team. But now he has been replaced by a man by the name of Robert Williams. Robert Williams has a history of injuries and is considered... not the most intense individual of
all
time.
A low motor player.
Right. He's not the... So he fell to 27 to the Celtics, where immediately people started going, this is fantastic.
Yes.
Because they read, you know, some kind of little paragraph on him.
How is he available in the 20s?
Yeah. Like, wow, the Celtics got an A for the draft. I can't believe they walked away with Robert Williams. As if every other GM, like the GM, you know, there's good teams, like well-run teams.
Let's throw this dart at the dartboard. Oh, it didn't land on Robert Williams. I guess we can't draft him.
Right, like everyone's so dumb.
Yeah.
And that, but if you're picking 27th, why not? But Robert Williams is fantastic. I'm going to just read this from Mass Live. I don't like to read articles often, but I'm just going to read it.
Sure.
On the Friday before the Boston Celtics began practicing for Las Vegas Summer League, Robert Williams had a flight to catch back to College Station, Texas. Before he went to the airport, he worked out with the Celtics coaches in the morning, gave his introductory press conference around noon, and participated in a Celtics Shamrock Foundation event at a local school for a couple hours later. So he's Look at it. He's got a busy day.
Doing everything.
All the while, the Celtics staffers were racing to find Williams' wallet. The rookie big man realized he had left it at his hotel, and making his 5:30 flight briefly looked dicey as the community event ticked towards 3 and then 3:30. Eventually, however, the staffers recovered his wallet back at the hotel, and Williams finished his event peacefully. So he's immediately now said to everyone, after missing his press conference, after missing a flight already, now he has informed the Celtics that he can't find his wallet, and the staff has to go back to the hotel and start rummaging around. So instead of just kind of going like, oh, crap, I might miss this flight to College Station. Okay, I'll go to the hotel and get my wallet and get on another flight. He informed the Celtics staff that he indeed was missing his wallet after he missed his first press conference in the first flight. He was so desperate to make the flight back to College Station that he was willing to tell them that was the what was going on. Now, a day later, as Williams was preparing to leave for the airport to hop on a flight back to Boston, by the way, he's so desperate to get back to College Station that he has the staff running around for his wallet that he could be there for one day. A day later, as Williams was preparing to leave for the airport to hop on a flight back to Boston, he realized once again his wallet was missing. Once again, he knew where it was. Former Texas A&M forward DJ Hogg had it, but Hogg was already back in Dallas nearly 3 hours away. I was like, yo, bro, I can't get my wallet, DJ. Send me my wallet, Williams said. But Williams said Hogg told him overnight shipping was too expensive. I was like, bro, you have money, bro, Williams said, but he just brought it out here to Las Vegas. Hogg, who plays for the New Orleans Pelicans Summer League team in Las Vegas, suggested to Mass Live earlier this week that Williams may have missed his flight because he didn't have his wallet.
Now, did he miss a flight before? So the way you laid it out, I was only aware of him missing that one flight.
No, he is.
He missed the first practice ever with the Celtics at the Summer League because he missed a flight.
Oh, and then Williams goes on, a very well-spoken young man. It was like almost morning, close to the flight, just getting everything ready, putting everything by the door, and I'm like, expletive, I ain't got my ID, Williams said. I'm like, cool, they'll let me through. I kept telling myself that. And then a couple of my homeboys was like, bro, like that expletive is going to be tough.
Yeah.
They ain't going to just let you through, but I got through. Williams missed his flight, which started with a firestorm of media attention that surrounded him when he returned. So, did he get through? He goes, it's going to be tough. They're not going to let you just through, but I got through. No, you didn't. You missed the flight.
You didn't get through.
No. This is him talking to the media. It was like almost morning, close to the flight. If you're in College Station, if you're at where he went to college, you got to just be so excited that you let this kid in your college. And he spent a year there, and this is how he's talking. It was like almost morning, close to the flight, just getting everything ready. I'm not misreading this. Just getting everything ready, putting everything by the door, and I'm like, expletive, I ain't got my ID. I'm like, cool, they'll let me through. I kept telling myself that. And then a couple of my homeboys was like, bro, like that expletive, it's going to be tough.
This is fantastic because we've all known people in our life that just kind of float through it and everything's going to be fine and, you know, I don't need to do that. They're always late for everything. They forget everything.
There's guys fighting in wars that are younger than this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people. I mean,
right.
When you're 18, I mean, ultimately it's on you. And then he says, setting that aside, Williams is more open to creative solutions for his wallet problem. I got to start gluing it to my phone or something.
Glue it to your head.
Because the phone never goes missing.
Yeah, I'm sure the phone never goes missing.
And by the way,
you get a little thing on the back. You slip your ID in the back of that. And you just have it with you all the time.
By the way, I could see him gluing his wallet to the phone. Like physically, literally gluing his wallet to the phone.
Does he even need a wallet? Can you just carry like a credit card and a driver's license?
Well, he would lose that. It's not the fact
that
it was attached to your phone. Like, you should be able to pull that off. Why do you separate yourself from your wallet on a regular basis?
I don't know why you would leave it by the door.
Plus, the kids today, they love the backpacks. Always, never anywhere without a backpack. And just leaving your backpack, the backpack that you always have with you, the backpack with your headphones, backpack with your phone, the backpack with whatever.
The kids today, they like backpacks?
Love backpacks.
JanSports? They got a JanSport bag?
I was trying to think of the other one that I had. There was another big one. JanSport was the...
That's the one.
That was the gold standard.
Yeah, JanSport's the gold standard. Now everyone's got one of them Swiss Army ones. I'll have that today on the plane. Big Swiss Army backpack.
They love the backpacks.
It's done me well. Got the big hardcover Robin Williams biography. Got a laptop in there. Thing weighs about 5 tons.
JanSport. I honestly don't... I can't come up with any kind of justification for it. Oh, he's young.
It's
a wallet. It's a wallet.
He's not young.
A wallet.
I lived thousands of miles away from home when I was his age. I had to take flights. I had to fly from Florida to Detroit and back. These are all things that I had to do. I mean, it's not hard. I mean, at 18, at 19 years old, did you ever stay at a hotel? I mean, yeah.
Yes.
I stayed at hotels.
Yes.
I live far away. Frank, go ahead.
Robert Williams is Adolfo with game.
Yeah.
No, he's good call.
He's a taller, thinner Adolfo.
Texas. Texas, even.
And it must be a Texas thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's your newest Boston Celtic. Have fun when he's not anywhere near this organization.
I'm trying to remember a first-round draft pick that has struggled this much. That the Celtics have had.
It must be nice to be able to jump.
Some real winners.
Who's the guy
history?
They got from Syracuse that was supposed
Fat
to
be? Fat Mello. We were talking about
He walked into a door.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did. In the dark. Walked into a door. Yeah.
That was his problem.
But that was his only problem. Robert Williams has had about 5 of them.
He's fantastic. Can you imagine this guy's life up until now? All because he's tall and can jump? He's had his hand held for him the entire time he's been alive.
Yeah.
He's had his hand held for him. Can you imagine asking the Celtics staff to go back to the hotel so you could make a flight that had nothing to do with the team after you'd already been through all this crap?
Get into my room, start looking for it, ask housekeeping, go around the whole hotel.
Yeah.
Go
just,
find my
How
wallet,
about you just
please.
Miss your flight and you go back with your tail between your legs and you get the wallet yourself?
How about having your wallet 3 hours away from you and you just can't figure out how to get it?
I just like how his friend said that he was playing professional basketball, that the overnight shipping was too much.
It's like, your wallet is in Springfield. Can you get it by tomorrow?
I don't know. How does that happen?
How? Do I have wings? Or how can we negotiate some way that you pay for the overnight shipping and then I reimburse you?
Yes.
That would be very difficult. Not a lot of brain power flopping around there. College Station again.
Put it in an Uber and just tell the guy to drive it here.
I lost my phone in London when I was in Dublin and was able to get it back.
That's impressive.
Honest cab driver.
Oh.
You know what I gave him?
Nothing.
A shiny nickel. Yeah. American.
Hey.
A pound.
Now, I go, here's real money.
Yeah.
You put it on there. Go, that's Thomas Jefferson, my friend.
Texas A&M SEC? Just adding to the legacy?
Yeah, the SEC.
Yeah.
It's about half and half. All right, iRule comes to its conclusion today. There was a bit of a misunderstanding about what the game was going to be, but I will be up. For my iRule, spoiler alert, Hardee's is the Andy Griffith Show, and that will be at 9 o'clock.
I'm nervous about this, because I have not watched as much Andy Griffith in the last, say, year or so.
Do you have him on the DVDs, or do you just seek it out?
I have DVDs, but it's also, it runs on a loop on the Sundance channel a couple mornings a week, and sometimes I'll put it on in the background, early in the morning. It's just comfort food.
So it's your favorite show of all time?
I would say that and NYPD Blue are my two favorite shows of all time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So there you go. Hardee will flex his muscles at 9. Everyone trying to chase John Wallach and his perfect score in 90210 trivia, where he even did bonus stuff.
He didn't get any wrong.
He didn't get anything wrong. He was 8 for 8, and he added nuance to everyone. He knew the name of the cat that Dylan had. That got out, that made Dylan's wife go chase it, and then ultimately led to her being shot.
What was the name of the cat?
Trouble.
I mean, there's no foreshadowing there. Very subtle.
But you're up next.
I'm up next.
What is yours?
So 80s theme songs was too easy, 80s sitcom theme songs. So what we're going to do is he's going to play a line from an 80s sitcom.
Oh,
then
okay.
I am going to tell you what the next line is.
Gotcha.
All right. So here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
I don't want no ordinary feeling.
Five, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. This is a bit we used to do years ago. It's called I Rule. Wallach setting the tone for everything. He was perfection with 90210 and even was doing extra credit. Then Rich did 80s action movie montages and did not do very well. Actually, Wallach did better than Rich did. Yesterday, there was a bit of confusion on what I was supposed to do. Lockhart pulled a line from a sitcom, and I had to guess what the next line was.
That is as impossible as impossible guess.
Right.
That's hard.
All right, so here's the deal, is that there should be eight of these. There are eight themes to 80s, and there's one 90s sitcom. These have to be half-an-hour comedy shows. And it's too easy. I will be able to know the show. That is not going to be a problem. It is knowing the next line in the theme song.
Yes, so what we'll do is play a certain amount. You don't know how long of the theme song. We're not going to tell you the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like you to identify the show, which should be pretty easy.
Yes.
But also give us the next line lyrically of the theme song.
Fantastic.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Number one.
Mr. Belvedere.
Okay. Here we go.
Streets on the China, never met her before. Who cares?
When you drop, kick your jacket, and then you go to the door, no one there.
When you drop, kick your jacket, as you came through the door, no one glared.
Congratulations. No one. I mean, they're not going to be perfect.
No.
I mean, that is like Dr. John or something. That's hard to know what he's saying.
Okay, you are one for one, Fred.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm feeling good about myself.
Theme song number two.
Okay, this is Who's the Boss?
Life and what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind.
There's a road ahead and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend.
Stop.
Hold on. There's a road ahead and a road that's hidden.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying comes next?
Okay, there's a road.
I'll let you listen to it again.
Okay.
There's a time in life and what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind.
There's a home ahead and a road that's hidden, a brand new life around the bend.
Let's see if he's right.
Open road and a road that's hidden, brand new life.
Oh, screw you. That counts.
Does that count?
Oh, my God. That absolutely counts. Oh, please.
You said there's a home ahead.
I said there's a road ahead, and then you said, are you sure? And then I'm like, there's a home ahead. There's
open road and a road.
I said a road ahead and a road that's hidden.
I can't
hidden.
Even tell. It sounds like he said there's a frozen rope. Hold on. I'm gonna.
No, that was a chilly Peter.
Shout
North
out
one.
To Natick.
Frozen right. Rope.
Okay, no. Give me a break. That counts. Give me a break. That counts. That absolutely counts.
I'm the guy who's ahead. I can't judge on this. It's up to Hardy.
There's a road ahead and a road that's hidden. And then he says there's an open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times we lost a dream or two. I know the words to everything.
The lyric is. An open road.
In a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend.
Open road and a road that's
hidden. That absolutely. That's not the spirit.
And a road that's
hidden. Not the spirit of the game, and
the
you
people,
know it.
The people back at the studio say it counts.
People say it counts.
People say it counts.
NBC Sports
right
Boston
behind
says
you.
It counts.
Right behind you.
It counts. It absolutely counts. You're being petty, and you're taking too much time.
Hardy's the judge. I'm not the judge. What does Hardy say?
The pressure's on. All right, let's continue.
I want the same type of leeway when I have to do the Andy Griffith
That's
stuff.
Fine. There's a spirit to the competition.
I don't care what the spirit is. You got it wrong.
Would Richard give it to you?
John,
I think
yes.
Richard would have given it to me.
I'm not going to be one of the enablers in your life. Here we go.
This is Family Myers.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
love and tradition of a grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find.
Love and tradition of a grand design, he says.
Love and tradition of the grand design.
That's it, Fred.
All right.
3 for 3.
All right.
Moving on.
She's a small wonder.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Small wonder, lighting our lives with love. I have no idea.
A child unlike other girls.
A child unlike other girls.
And then she's a robot that was created by a grown man.
A small girl robot.
Hey, you can make a robot of anything in the world. Oh, 8-year-old girl.
We shouldn't even do this one because I think I could get this one.
Now the world knows
you have to put it away.
Just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born. He's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes. Because they got different strokes.
That's a given.
Along come two. They got nothing but the genes.
Very good.
I rule.
You're 4 for 5. You ready? This one's tough.
Standing on the edge of tomorrow.
Standing at the edge of tomorrow.
And it's all up to me how far I go. I'm standing on the edge of tomorrow. I've never seen such a view before. To stand behind my eyes. Oh, I've never seen such a view before. Something in front of my eyes. I've never seen such a view before. Opportunity in front of my eyes. I don't think I'm right, but it's Saved by the Bell of the college years.
Yeah.
And I've never seen such a view before. Something in front of my eyes. I go.
New world before my eyes.
New world in front of that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
4 for 6. This is another gimme.
Yeah, thank you for it. You don't have to do it.
Okay.
You don't have to. I know that, obviously.
Only Girls is a layup.
It's a layup.
Many hours in the show discussing that show.
Yeah. All right, last one. This is probably a layup, too, but we'll give it a shot. Let's see.
Silver spoons. Here we are, face to face. A couple of silver spoons. Look, hoping to find, we're two of a kind, making it go. Making it grow together.
To find, we're two of a kind. Making it a go. Making it grow.
Fred. 6 for 8 is your final. We didn't even make you do the Golden Girls one. That's pretty good. 6 out of 8.
I'll tell you what, that small wonder, not easy.
No.
And I'm a little disappointed, Saved by the Bell of the college years, because they did have the frolic room. If you ever went into the dorm room, the AC and the Screech and... what's his face there? Shared. There was a neon light that said "Frolic Room."
It was like a rumpus room,
some room just to which to frolic.
Which Golic was in that one?
It was the one with the mullet.
Okay, he was the RA.
Bob Golic.
Bob was Mike's brother, right?
Yeah, Rob or Bob Golic. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
1-2. We all say that though. It's in our blood. It goes, what, yo. You know the game. Mingle with the strangest folks. Haters got the lamest jokes. Saying that my voice sounds too white. But blame my folks. Growing up, there was
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. It's Mingle with the Strangest Folks, ladies and gentlemen. So you can cut it out. All right. By the way, Bird, not here today. He is traveling to Canada. And do you know how I know? He's been on social media and speaking about it nonstop. He is very excited. He might as well be going to Timbuktu, the way he's talking about going to Canada.
Where is he? What part of Canada?
You think I asked him? You think that I cared enough to ask him? He's got his first of all, he's got his passport and his ID, and he took a picture of him, and he goes, there's no way they're letting me into Canada.
What?
Because he's such a wild man. I have to imagine it's Montreal, because I can't imagine him flying.
I would imagine it's a bad idea to post a photo of your passport and ID.
That's probably true.
It's just the photos.
Oh, all right.
It is not with the information.
All right.
All right.
But he is, I mean, who hasn't gone to Canada and really had to drive it home to everyone to make them jealous?
Rub it in their face.
Yeah. Hey, guess where I'm going?
Yeah.
Is this the first time he's ever traveled this far away from Everett? Maybe this is the occasion. Maybe this is why he's very excited.
Yeah, maybe he walked there. Maybe there's just a pack of people from Everett just walking up to Canada.
No street parties?
Well, no, it's just a roving street party.
All right. See, I'm just thinking Everett's going to be empty for
and
the first time in a while.
Some people, like, when they get to the town line, like, just collapse.
Or their dog collar shocked them back into...
they can't get to... They're under house arrest. Right. They can only go so far. So, if you're wondering where Bird is, I'll have you know, if you don't follow him on Facebook, he is out there in Canada having the time of his life. Chris says, wish Fred good luck in the new studio. I suspect an ulterior motive. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Freddy T, what's going on?
What's up?
I've been listening since 06. I always email with you. I correspond to you. The big Descendants fan. I love the show, and I just wanted to wish you good luck in the new studio. And Sarge is a creepy weirdo. See ya.
See. Is he working the midday show today? Since you're here, Hardy.
Oh, I hope so.
Is he in? Can someone check the board back there
today? It's
the board's all wrong back there.
Oh, it is.
I think today it's.
Is it a McCone
Sean
day?
Silver, I think.
Silver. Okay.
I think it's Silver's.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah. So,
disappointing. Disappointing.
All right.
Yeah. No, Sarge. It's a shame. Sarge had two stations battling for him, BZAM and BZFM.
Oh, that's a good point. That's right. He made that choice.
He had to make the choice. That's
right.
Had to lay it on the line.